So in the middle of Taisus is comparing and contrasting Machlaikis and Parah from Akiva and Machlaikis from Yechon and Avuna with Bar Hashem Bar Yadav. Taisus says, you know, Parah from over here, it says, Mech Vigzeh Lebenayim. It still holds that Bar Hashem Bar Yadav. You know, here is Meikol. That's only because over here he knows the Vadesh like Ozla Kula. Changing with Tam 101, so Bar Hashem, he's Mesupik, maybe a little Bar Yadav. Yes, we try to explain that, Peter Ramban. I feel like we keep it on there. I mean, yes, we say that for Ramban. It seems that Baruch Berber is Reb Chaim. It's mashma, maybe not like we said yesterday, but we'll see in this show. Afir Reb Kiv Dama Yishalom Kolech Bechad. Now the opposite shayla. Reb Kiv says Yishalom Kolech Bechad. So Chayra would seem that he holds Bar Hashem Bar Yadav. But Tariz, no, he can really hold Bar Hashem La Bar Yadav. That's why he has to hold it, pay the boat, he has to pay the whole of them. Abba guy, Bar Hashem, Yoyd the potter, Shani Day Shukhaib Klaal. So maybe, normally you don't go to Bar Yadav. Shane came over here, where he knows for sure that he owes to one of them. Therefore what? Therefore, Chayra, Mashmar's Taisa, then we'll say Bar Yadav. In other words, what's the Svara of, that he knows it's Chayiv one? So here, Akiva Tain and Chayra, and Mechavan to Reb Chaim, and Siman Aleph, and Bamitsi, and Zaham Chaim. The Abshad is, Kilo, there's a Cheskes Chiyav over here. So you can't say that, no, do we say, Bar Hashem, La Bar Yadav, because it's a Cheskes Mammon. Yeah, it's a Cheskes Mammon. Now, Shankin over here, so, either you can say, there's a Cheskes Chiyav, or Akpanim, since you know Yivad the Chayiv to one, so therefore, it's certainly, is a reis in the Cheskes Mammon. Yeah, your Cheskes Mammon, I don't know if you say it, you know, so sharp that there's no Cheskes Mammon, the Cheskes Chiyuv override. Akapam is a reis in your Cheskes Mammon. The fact that you know you owe someone, so that makes that you're, this is what we say, that you have a Cheskes Mammon. And Moshe Raya, no, it takes away from the sharfkeit of saying Moshe Raya. And therefore, the Chayyur will say, Bar Hashem, Bar Yadav. So now, normally you don't say Bar Yadav because of Cheskes Mammon, right? But in the case of Reb Kiva, where Gozel Echad Mechamesh, so there, we'll say Bar Yadav. Shaking in a regular case, then you don't say Bar Yadav. That the Chayyur would be the simple understanding of this Taisvis. And the Shaila is, we'll see how that stems with the next Taisus. So then the Chayyur of the Fizel, the Fizel, we're explaining Taisus, it comes out, Pashtus, that the Yisrael of Reb Akiva is Batsa Mikra Din. This Reb Akiva says, yeah, it's an important point, Rabbi Sai. This Reb Akiva says, yeah, that Misham Kalecha Lechad, if you this Havan and Taismis is that's Mikra Din. It's not a Knas. It's Mikra Din. But here we say Bar Yadav. Because since he knows he's Bar Yadav owes one, so now we say Bar Yadav. So if it's a means, if it's a Din of Bar Yadav, here we say Bar Yadav and Bar Yadav. So that's Ikra Din. In Hilchas, Tainis, in Hilchas, Tatayim v'nitan, b'chei gadnu, you know, yivadei chayiv, with his race and Yecheskes Malman, now we'll say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yad. And reminds of the Rashi like that, L'chayra, Rashi Lamed Zayin on Beis, Rashi Lamed Zayin on Beis, right by the wide lines, where the Gemara had a problem with Rabbi Akiva. You want to have a problem with Rabbi Akiva? From the case of Nafal Bayis Olav, yeah, Akiva said, by Olav Alimai, he says, Moin Li Bezesh, Chasim Chaskasan. So Abai had a problem with that. The Gemara answered, Hasim Shem Veshema. Goes Lechem Chamish is Bari Veshema. Yeah? The Gemara says that there's a difference in Rabbi Akiva between Shema and Shema and Bari Veshema. Says Rashi. Shema v'shema, shneim mekayach shema bayim. Hilkin achasim cheskasan. Over there, the case of the we're not sure who's the yerush over there. Yeah, the Gemara. I assume that I saw the Gemara. Maybe not. But over there, shema v'shema, because no one knows who died first. Right? Yerusha aim, Yerusha ben. No one knows. So over there we say that Nechosim Cheskasan. But Hacha Bari V'Shem, says Rashi. Kolecha V'Echad Oymer Oysi Gazal. Kolecha V'Echad Oymer Oysi Gazal. Hainu Tainu Zvadai. V'Zeh Oymer Eni Ideya. U'Bari Adif Mishema. U'Bari Adif Mishema. And under a verter, Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif. Bari Adif Mishema. So Rashi seems to be saying very clearly, the Pshatni of Akiva is Mitam Bari Veshema Bari Adif. You might not necessarily hold Bari Veshema Bari Adif in a normal case, like Taisa says. But upon him, in this case, in this scenario of Rabbi Akiva, here we say Bari Adif. Now, Derech Agav, in Rashi, there seems to be a three-way stira as far as how he understands Rabbi Akiva. Rashi over here seems to say Parsha Bari Adif. It sounds like the Mikra Adin. Rashi in Yevamis seems to say that it's a Knas. A Knas. Like we have an Argamar, maybe a Knas. Have I made a Rebbe? We have a Knas in Argamar. Because Rashi in Yevamis, Nakamara. With the Gemara down of Shimon Elazar, right? It was machal between Gezel and Mekomekar, right? The Shimon Elazar Shita, and Nechel Tarfim Kiva, Al Shekidish Achas, not that. And Nechel Tarfim Kiva, Al Shalokach Mekach Mechomish B'nei Adam. Then your day is men lakach. Shemnich the main mekach minayim mustalik. Vnechu ella shegazel mechamisha. Shem Rabbeinu Nich gezel b'nei mustalik. And Kiva says no. Hashem gezel chalachem bechad. That's Shita of Shem ben Elazar. He's mechal within gezel and mechamemkar. Says Rashi. The Gemara wants to bring Hamlet from the Mishnah, but that's not really the gate to us. Says Rashi, Michal Tanakama Pol Gale, V'Amma, Mekiddish V'Lakach Pligi, Lek Isser Kulai. No, I don't know what. Yeah, sorry. Gezel Tani, the Hoyle V'Yisura Ovid, yeah? The Hoyle V'Yisura Ovid, Kanis Le'er B'Kiva. Then no, the Shimon Elazar, it's Mechal B'din Gezel and Mekach, right? It's Zichel L'Chayr Alts.
It's not a Stira Rashi, he was explaining the Shimon Elazar.
I didn't say the Rashi yet. How could you tell it's not a Stira Rashi if you didn't hear what I said? In Yiddish, I'm reading the whole Rashi for you. Is that okay? In Yiddish is an expression, Kainar Weiss Mishkan Halba Arabic. Ask them what that means. V'isura avid kanesle Rabbi Kiva. Aval lokach mekach mchamisha. Ve'en yedeya ezehu loiktani de liknese Rabbi Akiva. Shimon Loza says that by Gaza we say the Knas. But by Mecha Mamka we don't say that Konis Lera Bekiva. Mashma, even Tanakama that argues with Shimon Elazar, he holds we do say Konas. Shimon Elazar says by Mecha Mamka there is no Knas. Mashma, Tanakama that argues, holds no, we'll consider him even by Mecha Mamka. And that's a big shout on the Rishonim, right? Whether or not there is room for Knas by Mecha Memker. When we learn the whole sugya in our Gemara, it talks about Havla the Medak, etc. That's a reason for a Knas. You should know, you shouldn't have known. So the Shail and Rishonim will see, Mitzvah Hashem, is there Havla the Medak by Gezel? Is the Havla the Medak by Mecha Memker?
Is
the Havli Medak or not? So, if this dig is true in Rashi, then Rashi would be saying that in Mecha Memkar, Akbar Mufidat Hanakama, there is room for Knas. In Mecha Memkar, you should have made note as to who was the one that you bought it from. As far as Rishonim, not like that, because you're Saimuch. This was Rosh Hashanah like that. You're saimuch that by Mecha Memkar, that since Mecha Memkar is something that happens right away, right? It's not something. It's not long term. You buy something, the guy's going to be tevei you. So if something happens right away, the guy's not going to have the chutzpah to be tevei you like it did. He assumes you'll know. Mashen get by a pekodin. This is far. That's for long term. So that's there is a svar in Rishonim. There is no taina of Havli Medak by Mecha Memkar. Some Rishonim say no. Mecha Memkar also. You should have noticed who you're buying it from. You have to know who to pay, right? So the svar is back and forth. So if we're saying a dig in Rashi, then Rashi is saying that Shimon Elazar says that we're not consenting him, right? He doesn't say the other side is. That it's Mikra Din, right? Rosh Hashanah says we only consent by a name and we don't consent him by Mekach. Mashma, the tzad that he was even by Mekach is good for Al Knas. Even by Knas is a svara of Havle and Meida. Because if Rashi held that, at least according to the Tanakama, that the reason why according to Kivi Yechayiv, even Mekach Mamker is Mikra Din. Yeah, because how good for? Because it's not a Knas. Yeah, then so Rashi shouldn't say that Shimon Elazar is only consents him here and not over there. He should say Shimon Elazar consents him and not that it's a Mikra Din. So therefore, this dig in Rashi that even Mecha Memkar lefi Tanakam it's out Knas.
The next Rashi also along that line, he says Tanakam
Poli Vam Mekidesh Shalakach Pligi. The lech is a kula hai. Lech is a kula hai. Okay. Right here. Hi, Steve. Yes, Akiva.
The only saying in Shneir Arutzen that the person who sells is only expected to remember it while the money's still in his hand.
I'm not talking about the seller. I'm talking about the buyer. Now, that's the second Rashi. The third Rashi. The third Rashi is in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Dalet. After the Gemara goes through the whole Shach V'Tahari, and how we're explaining the din of the Mishnah that says you stole something, V'Nishba. Yelchenu ad modai. Right? Yelchenu achrov ad modai. Mimoraz hol shnag v'tarya. Who is that going like? Okay, let you eat also.
Elif Aliyah. Yechenu didn't write too much, but he's still up. His head is still up. It's a good sign. Rabbi Yisai. Yechenu Admadai. Who's that going like? Rabbi Tarfon or Rabbi Akiva? First thing I wanted to say. That seems it is nishba, yeah. Then you have to chase him down till Madai. So Gemara says, Manashach, nishtaher, not Rabbi Akiva, nor Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to chase him down to Madai, even without a shvur. According to Tarfon, if you do so, you shouldn't have to chase him down. So then the Gemara goes back and forth. That Maratzad maybe Rukiv is dafka by Nishba. The whole Rukiv is dafka by Nishba. Which Derech Agav, right? That's some Gemara. It's a very important point, Rabbi Yisai. This whole that's some Gemara, at least in the Havmir. I don't know if it necessarily changed the Maskana, but at least in the Havmir being a Gemara. And the Havmi in the Gemara, it's mashma that the whole machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Tarfon. Yeah? Aaron, you still writing? The whole machlokes, what? Good. With a smile, it's not a punishment. The whole machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Tarfon, is what is the gather of your chiyuv. Of Heshiva's Exel Shagaza. What is the Gedr of Yechiv? Yechanina. What is the Gedr of Yechiv? Rabbi Akiva holds the Chiv of Heshiv is Machayiv you to give it to him in his hand. Heshiva's Exel Shagaza is Machayiv to actually give it to the guy. And therefore, that's why, if you're Mesupik, who you stole it from, so your Chiv Ashava is Machayiv you. To give it to the guy and just putting it down in front of them and saying, "May the best man win." That's not going to work. Even in front of him, if he's the Gemara and Mavez, doesn't mean throw it down in front of him and they all grab at it. It means he put it best and whatever. But the point is, the being mistalik by putting it in front of them and saying, "Whoever is going to get it should get it," right? That's not a kiyum of Heshiv's Gedesh Gaza. Making it available to the Ganav, that's not enough. You have to actually, to Nignav, it's not enough, you have to actually give it to him. And that's what Kivim Tarfon says, no. M'kayim v'heshiv, ayidei, that you're making it available to the Nigzal. That's how you M'kayim v'heshiv, and that's why the Gemara thought that when the Mishnah discusses, you have to that should be totally in Tarfon and Kiva without the Shavua and according to Tarfon with the Shavua. So that's Mashmaris of the Gemara over there, which is a bit of a problem, a very big problem, right? Meaning because our whole sugya seems to be discussing in turn and Taisis, all Taisis we'll see. It's even discussed in terms of Misfek Mafkin Maina, right? That do we say that Misafik you have to pay whatever the svar is going to be, whether it's Knas, whether it's a Barim Shama. But the point is, we're handling Misveka Mafkin Maina. In other words, Misafik I owe money, so in Hilchos Chayshim Mishpat, right? What's it then by Safik? By Safik Mammon, he might say Mammon or not. Or Knas, all these things. But if it's Knas Ba'alma, it's nothing to do with the Sugya over there. Right? There's Mashma, and the Machlaik is, right? What is the Gedd of the Chiyav HaShava? Not whether he's Chayav Misafik. Whether the Chiyav HaShava is. To put it, make it available. The chiyuv shav is actually give it to the guy. The nafkamino. When there's five people, so if you just put it in front of them, say, "I'm kind of a shav, a chiyuv shav. If not, I'm kind of a chiyuv shav." So we have to know, and just like this is the Nesivis, the Nesivis of Mishpat, there's Hakdama, the Siman Ayin Vav, he raises this question, that L'chayra is a steer of the Sugya in B'metzir, the Flamed Zayin, that seems to handle the whole suffix of the whole Sugya of Rukiva and Rav Tarfin has to do with whether Mesveikim Afkinim Ramayna, and Mashangin is Sugya Babakama, certainly in the beginning of the Gemara seems to be learning that the Machlaik of Kiram Tarfin is a Shaila in the Gedder of the Chiyav HaShava. What does the Chiyav HaShava entail? Does the Chiyav HaShava entail that you should make it available for the Nigzal, that put it in Bezdin, that's enough of Chiyav HaShava? Or does the Chiyav HaShava entail that you actually go and give it to the guy? So Meila, if you don't give it to the guy, you're not making Chiyav HaShava. So then the Gemara has a whole shock of Atariya. Maybe, Tarfin is only Rishvur, Kiv is only Rishvur, the Gemara goes back and forth. But there's Derech Agav, there's a Deek in Lashon the Gemara in the bottom, which David made the other day. The Gemara says, the Gemara wanted to say that Tarfin is Maida when there's a Shvua. You have to, Minich Mabinim is not enough, you have to go to Madai. He's Rav Kiva, Afagav Loi Mishtava, right? Tarfin is not Mishtava. Rav Kiva, Afagav Loi Mishtava, Konis. Here the Gemara does say Knas, which would be like maybe like the Knas of our Gemara. So there is a Lashon HaGemara, Rav Kiva, that is Knas. So the Gemara goes back and forth. How does this Mishnah of Madai, how does that stem with Rav Kiva and Rav Tarfin? Who is it? Is it Rav Kiva? Is it Rav Tarfin? Rav Kiva shouldn't be a Shvor. Tarfin doesn't help a Shvor. The Gemara said, Kiva maybe needs a Shvor. The Gemara slugs it up. From the story of Ma'is B'chos HaRechot, the Gemara said, maybe Rav Tarfin needs a Shvor. The Gemara has a problem with that also. It's Ma'ashma, Ma'ir Rav Tarfin, Ma'ir Rav Tarfin, Amal Shnayim, the Gemara, yeah? Kitzer, the Rav at the end says, Rav says, Elam Rava, Masnisin, the Chivan de Yada, Leman Gazle, the Oidile, Chivan de Efshel Hadure, Memaina Lemare, Havle Command Amale, Yul Li Biodcha. Hilkoch Nishba. Afgav the kamar le yuli biyadcha kivin the boy kapar le sagi ademat le yade halo yishtaba afgav gabe bekaden adas v'shakal le says Rashi. So ultimately the Gemara wants to say the mission goes to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, the mission it says yilchen admat day goes to Rabbi Kiva. Right? Ah, the chayav fear Rabbi Kiva, even. If you didn't swear, you should have to go out at Madai. Says Gemara, no. Says Rashi, there's an afkamina between Rav Kiva, where you don't know, and the Mishnah, where you do know. That when you don't know, then it doesn't make a difference nishba loy nishba. The tarif loy mechayiv lahachzir liyara nigzol. Yeah, like we said before, if tarifin says you don't have to give it to the nigzol, that is the soider of tarifin, the chidusher of tarifin. You don't have to give it to the nigzol. Rav Kiva mechayiv afkav loy nishba. Ah, he says. So why in the Mishnah do you have to swear? Ma perchi hasam dinhu the afkav loy mishtaba. The yachs the kol echad sharei ein yedei lemi gazal v'loy napik yedei shemayim klal avoch masnis niyad leman gazal umaydi lei mishas hayda the mezumen hu lahashit have a gabeki pot kibikadin. So then only if it's nishba says the gemara. Rabbi Kiva, in the case we know the guy is. This is the maskana of the Gemara. Yeah? This is the maskana of the Gemara. And says Rava, Znafkamina, If you know who the guy is, we don't know who the guy is. If you know who the guy is, then unless you swear, you don't have to chase him down. Why? Because it's like a pekatan. You tell the guy, you don't keep his money, you don't have to give it to him. You don't have to give it to him in his hand. Right? Because you tell him, okay, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. If you swore, okay, that's something else. You need a kapara. You need a kapara for the shvua. In order to come to the swore falsely, you have to go chasing down to mother. Hashenkein, when you don't know who it is, dinu afgav d'loy mishtaba, yachz l'chol echad, shari en yedei l'mi gazal, v'loy napik yedei shemayim klal. Yeah? You're not your yedei shemayim at all, unless you give it to each one. According to Rabbi Akiva. I'm not sure. So I'm not sure. I had a little bit of an argument with Abraham this morning. I didn't understand this Rashi. Rashi says, "Le'napik yidei shemayim klal." So one hand, Rashi talks about yidei shemayim. That sounds like our sugya being lots of yidei shemayim, right? On the other hand, he says, "Le'napik yidei shemayim klal." So maybe he's saying, you're not Mekayim, you're a Chiv. Yidei Shemayim doesn't mean lots of Yidei Shemayim, like an Argamar, where Bezin can't be Mekayim you. So Pshat is, you're not Mekayim, you're a Chiv, but Bezin could force you. Right? According to Rabbi Akiva. Angel Derech, yes, never. I mean, again, Rabbi Akiva means Knastan, well, even Knastan could force you. But if it's lots of Shemayim, they can't force you. Right? So, the loss of Rabbi Kiva, ain't the derech, lost in the Aveira, right, could mean just lost in the Shemayim, right? It's not the way to do it. You have to pay each one, otherwise, you know, it's the Shemayim. So, again, in Rashi, it's not so clear 100%. Rashi, but Akapanim, either way, Rashi, Lachar is handling the Chiva Shava. When we're saying Rabbi Kiva, you have to give each one, because they're not picked. Yidei Shemayim, Le'napi Yidei Shemayim, Klal. That's saying that you're not Yaitzi Chiv Hashava. Whether it's Lots in Shemayim or Mikra, then you're not Yaitzi Chiv Hashava. But the point is, either way, which way Rashi over there is handling in Rabbi Akiva, the Chiv to give to each one is mitzad your Chiv Hashava. So Chayra. The Chayyur is three different Rashis. Rashi in Bamatzila, Mazayin, and Beis seems to say it's Midin, Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, Bari Adif Mishema, and it sounds like Mitzad Dine Mamanis, Mitzad Tayyim Vinitan, Hilchas Tayyim Vinitan, the Bari wins, right? The Bari wins, and therefore that's why you chayyur to each one, because each one is a Bari Vishema. That's what's Machayyur to you. Rashi and Yavama seems to say that the Tanakhama of Shimon Elazar is also mitam knas, and then you have to say that there's a knas even by Mekcha Memkar, because the svar that we have in our sugya of knas of Havlei Lameda as a reason for a knas applies even to Mekcha Memkar. You should have known Mekcha Memkar also, not only by Shtei Krichas, which our Gemara says it. And they said that's a shayla shayin. Whether we say this knas mekam amker, and then with the third Rashi in Maskana Gemara Baba Kama, Maskana Gemara Baba Kama, the Rashi seems to say that it has to do with your chiyav hashava, which is the pashtus of the whole sugya in Baba Kama. That the Gemara right away said that according to Machlekes Rav Kiva. And Rav Tarfon is whether you have to be machzer, whether you have to go to Madai, right? Helchen ad Madai. Now, as the shayla was, shayla mitzad yichiv hashava. Can you be yoyis yichiv hashava by making it available to them, or you have to actually go down to Madai?
Can you explain us?
By us, Rashi says, "Ubari Adif Mishama, Amazayin and Beis." It sounds like the Pashas and Tais Be'os, the top Taisus. And Taisus says that Rabbi Akiva could normally hold Bari Veshema La Bari Adif, but over here it's different because you're Vaday Chayiv to one of them. So then the Chayyim is saying, you don't say La Bari Adif, rather you say Bari Adif. That would be the simple pshat in the top Taisus by us, that you say the Rabbi Akiva at the end of the day, it means the way to pay everyone is because over here we say Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Rashi would be mashma that stam in Bari Veshema Bari Adif. You don't have that extra svar Taisus why here is different than all Bari Rashi. Stam. Rashi says over here is Bari Veshema. The Bari Adif Meshama. He doesn't give us any information that this Bari Veshama is different than another Bari Veshama. If we take Rashi at face value, it would be saying that even that Akbar Rav Kiva would seem to be holding Bari Veshama Bari Adif, which is all Shaila and Shaila. We'll see about that in the Shem. We know Rabban about that and Amar Beis. But how you know, which Taisri it touched upon, like how does Rav Huna and Rav Yechon and Rav Nachman, how they all how do they work together with Rav Tarfin and Rabbi Akiva? Yeah.
If the Rosh doesn't hold the whole combination of Taisris, and how would he fit Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah? If it's just because of Bar Yadif.
No. So.
Then. It's not good. Why? In the Sefer. I mean, the Sefer, why is Bar Yadif? The Sefer, you don't.
Okay. Let's see the cases. So Gemara had a problem, a stira by Bekodin Bekodin. Well, the first question we asked was stira from Bekodin to Gezel. And that we said simply, Gezel is a knas. Then we had a kasha, a stira Bekodin to Bekodin. And what did we answer for that? What? Have I made a karachechad? Then we had a problem. A third kasha, a steer between Gezel and Gezel. Steer between Gezel and Gezel and Tarfin. What do we answer for that? That was the Shemayim. Because the Mishnah, there's no. The Mishnah says, Noisel Zelazah. He's forthcoming. So you're not going to be Yotzei Shemayim. Which again, the passion is the whole idea of Yotzei Shemayim, right? Is even the guy who does the Shemayim, say it, and he wants to go to the Shemayim, we'll do it, not. So we'll have to, the Ramban later, it says Lashon, that Kansina Lay, there's, once the guy's Lashon, the guy's Lashon, the Shemayim. So now do we force him, or it's still, if we tell him, you want to go to the Shemayim, this is what you got to do. But doesn't mean he has to do it. There's a Ramban maybe later, which is Mashma, not like that, which I don't understand. He has a few times he says Lashon Kansinale, but that, we'll leave that for now. Just but the Pashas is that's Mashma Rashi, that we tell him, if you wanna come clean, then this is what you got to do. Zot Taisus. Taisus has a problem because once we say the Teretz, oh Lasei Shemayim, once we say the Teretz Lasei Shemayim. Then, meaning that when our Mishnah says, right, and that's the Shlatzei Shemayim, then Chared answers all the kashas also. The answer is the kash b'kodin, because here's Shlatzei Shemayim. It's not a steer from the Reish to the Sefer, because in the Sefer there's a Tefiyah. For the Reish there's no Tefiyah. So it's very simple Teretz. So Chared, you don't need a Teretz anymore of Shtei Krichas. You don't need a Teretz of Gezeila. The first kasha also. Look, Teretz. The Chared Nira. B'hash le'tzarach l'shnui kamoi. Ben chilek ben krach echo. The best krichos. V'reish the noisin. Manu l'zeh, manu l'zeh. The bolot zeh shemayim. V'seif the katavi lei. The katavi. The katavi lei yehei munach. Why? Because he's not being lost by Balei Shemayim. He went there and saying, Iker din is Yei Monach. The Iker din is Mesvei Galoi Mefkinu Maina. I, the Reisha says, Noisin Lzeh Mona Lzeh Mona. That's talking about a guy, he wants to come clean, he wants Balei Shemayim. The text is a problem that it's mashing more later that we don't fall off this text. Like Amar Ella Hasam the Kabayle Mash Malhad Mishnei Kama. If the Gemara has been chayish from everything that was said till now, then it should say Ella. Chayil come on the Parak Nami Miyamar Rav Beis Krichas Halei Meidak Mash Malhad Bei. Kach Nira, look Taisus. So they were talking about Shemayim. The Reisha. So we still need a Svar Havalei Meidak. In other words, the only time. Even the Gabi being Bolot De Shemayim, in order to be the Shbechi Bolot Shemayim, you also need Havel Meidak. So in the Reisha, Havel Meidak, Nois No Zemana, No Zemana. Bolot De Shemayim. The Sefer, the Bekrach Echad, Kim Loi Havel Meidak, Afil Bolot De Shemayim, Ein Echai. So, Dr. Yisvis, even when we come to the Chilk of Bolot De Shemayim, Still, there's a chil between Beis Krichos and Krach Echad because still there's an issue of Havel Meidak. In order that Shvichi Vatei Shemayim, there has to be Havel Meidak. Because if it was Loi Havel Meidak, they have no Chil Vatei Shemayim either. You know anything wrong? Nothing. Part of that you can still have an einish if you don't end up giving the bulb, that's only because it was Havalei Meidak, there's some type of shi on your part. Otherwise, no. So therefore, the chiluk of the Gemara between Beis Krichos and not remains even in the Maskana when we're handling Bolot Zei Shemayim. That got Bolot Shemayim Guf is the chiluk between Havalei Meidak and not. Look to his vayter, or Tarif and Noka Bereisha. Ovim shall echad mekem, loy nokat echad mekem, the rebusa. So now today's the time in the Mishnah. Well, why are we talking about Ovim shall echad mekem, hifkili mona of any days? Why are we talking about Ovim shall echad mekem? Why don't we say Echad mekem. Zok taisris. Lebusa da filu shema v'shema nois nechol echad v'echad. Bibolat zei shemai. So the chiddush, even though if he took him by the guy himself, then Mestam will be a bar. Then it's obviously Shema V'Shema. So the reason why we're talking about a case of Aviv is to tell us that we're talking about Shema V'Shema. And even by Shema V'Shema, Nois Nekolech Avecha Bibolat Zdei Shema. In Meshem Meshem. Or Rabbi Kiva, Nokat Aviv, the Mashma, Shema Veshema. Again, the dig of Aviv is Shema Veshema. So why are we talking about Shema Veshema? Lekach ein echayev elolot zidei shemayim. Kedom lekamon. Veshema Veshema ein echayev v'chol echad v'echad Rabbi Kiva Medina. Benochet Aviv, di heimatzman of Kido, imkame is stoma tavile, pavle bar v'shema, fil medina chiavim of Kiva. This is the asnam of Kiva, come on. Zot taisvis, haray, according to Kiva, the Gemara is machal gleda, between bar v'shema and shema v'shema. Right? What did Gemara say? The Gemara Akasha, from the case of Nafal Bayis Olav, the Gemara said that we're talking about Kiva is talking about Bar Veshama. And the mission over there is talking about Shema Veshama. Then the Gemara says, then we have a problem from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, even in case of Shem V'Shema, Noisil Zemana Zemana. So we see in Shem V'Shema, Rabbi Kiva is Mechayiv. And the Gemara, demonstrates that this goes even in fear of Kiva. Because Tarfin said, Nebraisa, Moider of Tarfin. He's moed, he has to be moed to someone. Who's he being moed to? That by Ha'oim L'Shnayim Gazalti Lechad Mekem Monev, Eini Yedeya Yeah, L'man He's Chayiv Nois L'Zel, he has to give each one L'man Moed, Rabbi Kiva. So must be Rabbi Kiva also is that Ha'oim L'Shnayim Gazalti Lechad Mekem Ve'eini Yedeya, Nois L'Zel Mono Zel Mono. And it's too much Shem V'Shem. I'm going to too much Shem V'Shem. Like Tani Taiv and I say. Yeah? Oh. And since it's still Mishnah Zichai, Gemara says, no, it's too much Bola Tzei Shemai. Bola Tzei Shemai. Zog Taisvis. And the reason why Sofiza comes out here in Rav Kiva is Nafkamina Lagabe whether it's Bola Tzei Shemayim. Or there's a chiyuv. The nafkamin is whether it's bar v'shema or shema v'shema. Hear the nil. Nafkamin whether it's bar v'shema or shema v'shema. That's what comes out in the sugya on the base. You saw the gemara on the base. Good. So the gemara comes out that Rav Kiva proved that Rav Kiva needs bar v'shema from the steer of the nafal bias. Our Mishnah says. And we prove that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Kiva as well. And our Mishnah says, "Nois l'zeh," even though it's Shema V'Shema, "Zeman Zeman," even though it's Shema V'Shema. So Gemara answers. The Mishnah talks about. The Mishnah talks about Balas de Shemayim, and that's why even by Shema V'Shema Yichayim. So what we're stating in the Gemara is, there's a difference in Rav Kiva between Bari V'Shema and Shema V'Shema. Shema V'Shema is Chiyah Balaz V'Shemayim. Bari V'Shema, you have the Ikedin of Rabbi Akiva. Zok Taisvis. Well, Rav Kiva, so Zok Taisvis, that if we ask ourselves, why in the second case of the Reisha, the Sefer the Reisha, Why are we talking about Av Mishalech and Mekan? Why are we talking about the guy himself? Right? Now it's interesting, because even though the Gemara in Beis is Medayik, even from the Reisha, yeah, Amul Shnayim is Av Mishalech and Mekan. Gemara says that's talking about Shem Hashem because it doesn't say that the guy is Tavei Bet. Right? Gemara says, how do you know talking about Shem Hashem? How do you know talking about Shem Hashem? Amay the Shem Hashem, Chada, like Tani Taiv and I say. Right? That's ground on the Reish, the Reish. But Taiz is, for some reason, that's not enough for Taiz. And Taiz says that the reason why, in the same for the Reish, we give a case of Aviv Shalachim Mekem, because Aviv Shalachim Mekem, that's for sure Shem Hashem. So in order that there should be no mistake in the Mishnah, that it's talking about Shema v'Shema, therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, we say Aviv Shalach Mekem Mezich Hashem v'Shema, and that's why it's Lasne Shemai. Look of the Heimatzman Efkidu Imkem Estam Matavile Vavle Bari v'Shema Vafil Medina Chayav Lor Akiva. Mesnis and ask you not make your Makiva. The Kamal will come on. Might Mesnis and Dachar Makiva. And he said, because since Retarfin's might, Reb Kiva, must be Reb Kiva also, holds of this halacha. Void halacha Reb Kiva Chavera. And Mela, halacha passed Reb Kiva. Mela is not Mishnah, is halacha. Halacha is not Mishnah. So Mela must be that the Mishnah could go with Reb Kiva. And therefore, so there, Taiz says Yichayiv Medina. Right? Taiz says Yichayiv Medina. It was saved, but they knock at Shnev, I say, Echem, Hefkidu, Lerbusa, Leitani Hacha. Tafga, Betanoi, Bari, they saved, there is a tiny Bari. They saved, there is a tiny Bari. Shnev Shkidez Alechad. Zeh Mishalim Asayim, Zeh Mishalim Asayim. His tiny is bari. So there you potter afil azay shemay, afil Rabbi Kiva, Kiva loy pasha. Avli meidak. In the safe we said, it's krach echad or kiel is krach echad. Hamela there's no avli meidak. Hamela zok taisvis. Even if it's Bar Veshema, you're not even Chayv Vaz Veshemai. Because Lev Lev Meidak. When Chayv Rab Kiv Medina, Ella, so Lemaisa. In order for Rab Kiv to Chayv Medin, what do you need? What are the Tanayim that you need? Zab Taisvit. He sums it up for you. When Chayv Rab Kiv Medina, Ella, Bar Veshema, Vihei Chadav El Meidak. So we need two Tanayim. In order to mechayev according to Rabbi Kiva, mikra din. One tanai is it has to be bari v'shema that we saw in the Gemara on Beis. Second tanai is that Tais is developing this idea from the Mishnah itself, because in the Sefer we're saying that you're potter, even though it's bari v'shema. Even though it's Bari Veshema, because according to Taisus, everything evolves around, right? Mishnah, the secret code over here, whether it's Bari Veshema or not, is whether we're talking about the father, or talking about the guy himself. That's Taisus' whole connection over here. So Meila, just like we proved that the Reisha is Dafka Bari Veshema, the Reisha is Shem Veshema. Everyone's sleeping. If the Reisha Shem V'Shema, because it says your father, this only has an excuse. Yeah, because of your father, right? But the Sefer, since it doesn't say your father, it's talking about Bari V'Shema. And yet the Sefer says your potter. And the Gemara says, why your potter? Because there's no Havel Medak, there's no Kotze Shemayim. And Taisus learned that we didn't fall for that teretz of Havlei Meida. That even Gabi Yotze Shemayim, you also need Havlei Meida. Avashem Veshema, Samei like this. Lamchai Rekim Medina El Bari Veshema Vehechad Havlei Meida. Avashem Veshema, Afil B'Shnei Krichois, which Havlei Meida, You're not chai, elazeh shemayim. Meich lo yavo le meidak, potter, afil elazeh shemayim. Now afil le bari b'shama. And that's the seifa. Going to Tosfos, the seifa is bari b'shama. But it's lo yavo le meidak. And meila, you're not even chayiv, elazeh shemayim. So according to Tosfos, the reish and the seifa, according to Rav Akiva, go min a katza la katza. The Reisha, with Bari B'Shama, Yechayiv, Mikradin, the Seifa, because Havel Meidak, the Seifa, with Loyavel Meidak, then, even though it's Bari B'Shama, you're not even Chayiv Lazeh Shemayim. So now, the question that we have to deal with right now is what is Thais saying that in order to be chayim mikradin l'fir Rav Akiva, you need to have a meidak, right? Even my bar b'shama, Thais says, it's like have a meidak, you potter. With have a meidak, you chayim mikradin. So why do we need that should be have a meidak? If it's bari b'shama, it's bari b'shama. Especially if we learn in Tosfos before, Tosfos on top, Tosfos is saying that the reason why Chayiv, according to Rabbi Akiva, is because in our circumstances we say baruch and bar yadav. In our sugyo, even though normally Kiva holds Baruch Hashem alav bar yadav, over here, since he knows he has a vadei chiyuv, he knows he at least owes one of them, therefore we say bar yadav. Therefore we say bar yadav. If we say bariyot, right? So then, why shouldn't you have a meida?
How do you say for? Hmm? You're not
giving
to both of them, and
bariyot. Bariyot. There's no bar. So it's since I have a meida, you don't say bariyot.
I'm asking.
And Taisa says, I'm asking. What's the husband, Tosfos? So the truth of the matter is, we already discussed yesterday, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, whether by Bari V'Shem, Bari Mandam, Bari Adif, do we need that the Shema was Havla the Meidak or not? Or in Anderwerter, in different words, there's a concept called a bari, a shema toiv and a shema gerua, right? So we saw this in Sefer Trumas, that the Ramban brought down, there are some shittas, the mashma, that both gabe metoich and the gabe bar v'shama mandam bar yadav. The only time it's bar yadav is with havelel meidak. Then we say metoich, and then you say bar yadav. Ramban rejects it out of hand on both accounts, both the gabe metoich and the gabe bar v'shama. Now, the truth of the matter is, so we could say in Tosfos holds like that shita, the Ima Baruch Shem, you need to have a meidak. And Shulam has it on Tzayivav and Beis, that happens to be the shita's Tosfos. Shulam says in Tzayivav and Beis, Tosfos has the Gemara over there, sorry, Tzayivav and Beis, the Gemara brings down the Machlaik is Baruch Shem Baruch Yadav. Tosfos has a problem. Abuda says, Bari Hashem Bari Adif. Tosfos has a problem. Tamer. Amr Hilam Shmuel, the Sumchas, Chom say Mezal Al Avraya. Right? Mezal Al Avraya is a wise Bar Yadav. Yeah? Yer Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, we pass in the Mechalik is Sumchas in the Rabbanon. Everyone heard of that? One all? Yeah? Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel in Baba Kama when Bava Menale Paskins like Paskin like a Chamin. Do the Vesum because a Chamin is a Chagal of Adin. Exactly. See, we haven't got them all. Chamin was called Raya. So why is Bar Shem Bar Yadiv? Right? What does a bari garua and a shema toiv mean?
Not 100%
Bari. What?
Not 100%
Bari. Why not 100% Bari? What does not 100% Bari mean? Bari is Bari. What does not 100% Bari? And what's a Shem Atayv and a Shem Agarua? What's not 100%? Bari. 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 Bari Atayv, I'm a Bari Atayv, Bari Agarua. What's not 100%?
I know you owe me money, but I don't know how much.
That's what? That's not a bari. It's not bari. There's nothing. There's nothing to pay to me. What's it mean? I'll give you a penny. Fine. So the kids are... What? The shire is... The bari taiv and bari garua. Shema taiv and shema garua is whether or not you could be held accountable. Meaning, by bari, when I come to say you owe me money, if it's a situation where you have no way of knowing, that's called bari garua. Because I come and say you owe me anything. You have no idea. I say you're animal damaged, right? You have no idea. You weren't there. You have no clue, right? So by definition, you're going to be a shamer. That's a lousy bari, yeah? Because I could be taking advantage of you. A bari taiv is when the nitva is supposed to have known, and still I'm being a bari, that's a bari taiv. And so too, by a shema garua and a shema taiv. A shema taiv is where I had no way of knowing. And a shema garua is when I should have known and I don't know. In other words, how they made it or not. So, Mekitzer, the Kitzer, Taisa says, and this Rabbi Yehuda says, Bar Vishem Bar Yadiv, that's talking about when it's a Shema Garua. When it's a Shema Taiv, then, meaning, in the case of Shar Shenagach, right, where the Nizik had no way of knowing, was the Vlad killed, but was he wasn't there? Right, so it's a Shema Taiv. There we say, am I supposed to call it right?
Is it just like a...
One second. So Meir, that's the Chilik of Taisis. So, putting that into our Taisis, the Chayil, now Taisis makes sense. Taisis Tassai. So even though we'll say that Taisis holds that the Bishan Rav Kiva is Bari Bishan Bari Adif, but still we say that it was even by Bar Shema, which Lo Havle Lameida, even the Seifa, where it's Bar Shema, we don't say Bar Yadav. Why? Because it's Havle Lameida. So in other words, this that we say Bari Adif is dafka. Is dafka when the nizik should have known. If the nizik shouldn't have known, you don't say Bari Adif. There's midin Bari Adif. When din Bari Adif, we need that it should be havel lemeida. They should have known. And he's saying, one second, he's saying he doesn't know. Then we say Bari Adif. But if he had no way, if he shouldn't have necessarily known, then we don't say Bari Adif. That l'chayra would be the teres of Taisus. Mr. Tamar, we'll see about Taisus a little bit.
Shouldn't he just say that?